pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I'd like to thank everyone and welcome you to the Barberton Building and Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a regular meeting being held on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. We are going to go ahead and call to order and swear in any individuals that will be addressing the board this evening. So if you plan on speaking on your own behalf or on behalf of any applicant tonight, please rise. And I'm going to work from my left to right, front to back. Sir, can you please raise your right hand and state your name?
Jared Kroski.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do. Thank you. You may be seated, sir. Ma'am, go ahead and raise your right hand, state your name.
Rose Toomey.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated. Sir, go ahead and raise your right hand, state your name.
David Burleson.
Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated. Ma'am, go ahead and raise your right hand. State your name.
Stephanie Porter.
Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Clerk, can you please call roll of the members?
Mr. Shreve?
Here.
Mr. Haskell?
Present.
Ms. James Carter? Mr. Sykes?
Present.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Avant?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
And Ms. Beck?
Here.
All right, first order of business is approval of the minutes from March 17th, 2026. Did everybody get a chance to review those, and are there any changes to note? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Mr. Haskell? Okay, Mr. Haskell has made a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Sykes. So a motion was made by Mr. Haskell to approve the minutes, seconded by Mr. Sykes. Are there any final remarks? Clerk, actually, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. All right, motion carries. Minutes are approved. We do not have any old business in the agenda tonight, so we will move right into the hearings. We have four hearings, and I printed front and back, and I don't like to do that. Hearing A is Ms. Joy Wagner. She's not in attendance. It was on behalf of Beverly Summerlick, 693 East Bayard, Barberton, Ohio. The last I knew, they were still waiting on guardianship. I'm not real sure. Kelly, has there been any, has anybody made contact with us at all about this case?
No, but she may have maybe called Dustin's phone and no one knows
okay.
How to get anything. So
Dustin did, so one of our property maintenance inspectors, he'd been on the job, he'd been to the water garage, he was handling this case. So maybe she had called and reported to him. And we haven't checked that message. I'm not real sure how. Again, we don't have Ms. Wagner here to speak on the guardianship, so I'm not real sure how you guys want to handle it. If you guys want to have a discussion. I mean, obviously, she's been here. This isn't the first time. This would be, what, the third or fourth time that we would have been asking, you know, what's the status on the home. Fred, are you aware of any other movement that's been done on this house?
Do we know if the house is secured, or?
So I do know all prior reports. The house had been secured. They had started cleaning up the interior. They had removed the cats, because I know the cats were a problem. There were several feline. Let me look in iWorks case real quick. If you guys have any other discussion you want to talk about.
Seemed like we were going on good faith for a while there, but it seemed like a long while.
And I do know, so the Sumrick, so there's two sisters. I believe that they own houses next to one another. I know they're both elderly, and it sounded like, you know, they may need some assistance with their living, especially having been said that there's a guardian going to probably be assigned.
With a guardian being assigned,
I wish the guardian would have
confidence in that. To be honest with you, as bad as it sounds, that's a means of them getting paid too. To sell that house. So I know it's not self-serving, but that is.
We'll continue to kick this down the street here. It's rapidly approaching a year since the demolition order was given. I understand that they're looking at a guardianship and they're looking at other courts. So my question is, after the statement, is how do we move this along?
Kelly, it's not under code enforcement. Do you have any idea where else this would be?
Under zoning?
There's not a case?
I didn't find it under code enforcement.
I just texted Matt to see if he knew anything about it.
And maybe I put it in wrong, because iWorks is very temperamental.
It looks like the last thing that was done on the case was March 23rd, and there was a hearing via video conference, because they're still trying to get the guardianship. I guess her nephew or someone is an attorney, and he was going to come forward for it.
Okay.
I don't know the results of the hearing, though.
And that's the last contact?
Yes, that's the last thing that's in the probate court docket.
So that was a month ago. I mean, essentially, we've held it in abeyance. So there has been no action actually on this case. So we've done nothing but, like you said, push it out.
The abeyance has now lapsed from the last action. So we need action to make.
It appears what happened was.
End the abeyance and bring it back active.
That's yeah, I mean, if anything, I wouldn't. I mean, Kelly, what do we have on? Do we have applicants for next month?
Yes, four of them.
So we're already having a meeting next month. So the most I would do is again, you know, and this is my recommendation. You guys can act how you want to act. Most I would do is hold it for another 30 days till next month's meeting. And then require, and if nobody comes at that point, then we move through the process. I mean, they have been here every other time prior.
But coming here doesn't get results.
It does not, no. But I mean, if there is a guardian assigned, you know, I mean, I don't know, maybe in the next 30, I don't know, Dave, I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful, you know. That,
I got you.
There's maybe, if a guardian gets assigned, there's more action.
It appears what happened was a magistrate appointed a guardian, And then the cousin or nephew of Ms. Sumrick filed to...
appeal or something.
Yep.
So somebody came in and muddied the waters with it.
So, I don't know.
So can we reach out to them somehow and say that the water is very muddy? And you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, in order to do that again, though, like, we can't, I mean, there's not really any action. Because, I mean, it's approved, denied, you know, hold in abeyance. So, I mean...
They can, instead of kicking the can here, they can kick the can to common police court for all I'm concerned.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Haskell.
I'm ready to make a motion.
All right. At this time, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to hold it in abeyance until our next meeting.
Okay, so.
It's time we do that again.
So, Mr. Haskell has made a motion to hold this in abeyance until. I'm pretty sure that it's on. Until.
May 19th.
May 19th. Do I have a second?
Second.
So a motion was made to hold the bans until the May 19th meeting by Mr. Haskell, seconded by Mr. Smith. Are there any final remarks? Hearing none, clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Avent?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes?
Nope.
The yeas have it 3-1. So we will hold this in abeyance until the May 19th.
I'll see to it that you've got a photo report for the next meeting about the condition. I'll take the pictures close to the meeting, so if they're not cutting the grass, we'll see that.
Thank you.
Moving on to hearing B. Hearing B is applicant is Stephanie Porter on behalf of Rhonda Evans. Ms. Porter is here representing herself tonight. Location is 320 Lucas Street. This was held in abeyance. This time, Ms. Porter, if you would like to step to the microphone and explain in detail any progress that has been made.
Step right here?
Yep.
So I talked to my lawyer today, and they said that I should be executor by the beginning of May and then put it on the house on the market at the middle of May.
Okay.
So it's moving rather quickly now.
Okay.
We had to wait for my niece to turn 18 and sign a waiver, and then now that's all we needed.
Okay. All right, I'm going to close the public portion of this at this time. Will you please remain with the microphone in case the board has questions? So, board, I'll entertain questions or discussion at this point in time. So, Ms. Porter, your intent with this house all along has been to sell it, correct?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting your ducks in a row and,
yeah.
and making sure that can be done. Okay.
Mr. Weiss, is there any report on this house as far as the condition or anything?
Yeah, we had done an interior inspection prior to her death. And the interior of the house is in decent shape.
Okay.
The exterior is reasonable for the age of the house.
Okay.
It was mainly just that squatters had gotten a habit of utilizing the house, and it became a nuisance for the police. It was actually listed as a nuisance by the Fireman and Police Department. And there was people. There were people that were allowed to live and sleep in the garage. And it was just a bad situation.
Okay.
So, if it's sold to a new owner, I doubt if they're going to allow the same people to be buying the house. And it should be a different situation.
I say, Ms. Porter, has that since been resolved? I mean, the house is secured and there's nobody living.
Yeah, it's condemned.
The city boarded it up.
Okay, so it is. It's secure.
Yeah, we boarded it all. And windows and everything, so they couldn't be accessed.
Okay.
So there's not a condemnation for that house?
Well, it's under condemnation at this point. That's the appeal. I mean, if the appeal stopped, it's condemned, and she's just waiting for time to
give your iPad on me. Can you remind us of the violations? Been a long time ago.
It was mainly that she had passed away,
yeah.
And we immediately listed as unfit as soon as the water bill was in.
Okay, so
there was
so
just
the
a water bill.
Okay, so there weren't any major violations on there to be handled prior to.
No, it was just the nuisance and the fact that it kept. You know,
has the water been turned back on at all?
No. Not yet.
No,
okay.
I haven't even
invited
anybody
for
that
yet.
Okay.
I would suggest the board just. Help hold it in advance another a period of time until she can actually take ownership, and if she can present to the board proof that she's putting it up for sale, I think that would suffice. And if she has the water bill turned back on, then that abates the nuisance.
It appears to be semantics at this time. Do you have an idea of a timeline?
No, we haven't started that. Waiver,
mm-hmm.
And then now we're just waiting. My lawyer said probably the beginning of May I'll be in charge or whatever, executor, and then the middle of May we'll put it on the market. That's what he told me today. So I have plenty of people calling about it.
Yes, Ms. Beck.
Is this husband winterized at all?
Kind of. I went in with my ex-father-in-law, and he kind of winterized it, because that's what he does for a living. But it's not, like, all winterized.
So I went ahead and pulled up the violation letter. And so the violations were trash debris accumulation located around the exterior of the property, dwelling lacks water supply, and then the structure was posted unfit due to the lack of the water supply. So those are the only three violations on the letter.
And if I remember correctly, the trash and debris was taken care of before the first meeting.
Yeah, she's taken it all.
So I mean, so really exterior-wise, other than being boarded up, I mean, if you were to peel the boards off, it probably wouldn't even be that much of an eyesore from the sounds of it.
I don't know. It's a nice house, especially for that block. It just needs to put back together.
And that letter was from the 9th of October. And when did you start working on trying to gain
control? I think it was November.
Okay. That's what I thought it was fairly soon after. It looks like the first hearing was in December. And it was held in abeyance at that point in time to February. February held it to now. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion from the board. Yes, Mr. Smith?
Motion to hold in abeyance until next meeting.
All right, motion was made to hold in abeyance until May 19th, 2026. I'll move through it and I'll comment at the end. All right, so motion was made. Is there a second? Mr. Haskell?
Second motion.
So motion was made by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Haskell. Are there any final remarks? So I guess I have one real quick, just and then you guys can take the floor. If it is listed with a licensed realtor, is that, I guess, and maybe this is a question for Fred, is that a point in time when we would remove the condemnation, or when does the condemnation get removed?
I would expect them
to clarify real quick. It's not technically condemned, right? It's only post and unfit, so we would still have to go through that condemnation process, right? If it's only a post and unfit,
because of the length of time, it's already passed invisibly into condemnation. However, she's going to take possession. She's going to pay for the water bill. You know, that we would expect, that would lift the unfit. And then we can have it onboarded once you list it. You've got a realtor, you've got a real estate sign in front of it. We'll onboard it, and you can take back possession of it.
We can't onboard it, but like, once it gets in my name?
Once it gets, well, if you turn the water back on. Show me good cause that you're, you know, getting a realtor.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get in there and clean it all up and do some work.
Right. That's what we would expect to lift the unfit.
And you would still require a new occupancy permit though, right? Because it's been posted up that you would give her a new occupancy permit.
If you feel that's necessary, but I don't think it's necessary. It hasn't changed. Nothing has changed. The condition of the building hasn't changed. It wouldn't be a need for that.
Probably doesn't have an occupancy permit right now.
What'd you say?
Probably doesn't have an occupancy permit right now.
Yeah, most likely, because of the age or something. We only issue occupancy when there's a substantial change of the condition of the house.
Yeah. I thought that we did that once, you know, something was condemned and they like fixed it up until you got in there and did an inspection.
Yeah, they know that.
Would you give her something that states that the house is no longer unfit or in condemned sort of condition?
Right, we would just lift it from, you know, same thing, similar, if somebody, in between a meeting, if they do the necessary repairs, we're going to lift an unfit. We're going to report to you on the next meeting that unfit is lifted.
And you're going to abate it.
Right. We would abate the condition that caused the unfit in the first place.
The unfit is just the water.
Currently, it is just the water.
Right, and that was what we were looking for, if you'll remember. That's what I was telling you. As soon as the water bill's not paid, we're going to unfit it, and that way we could board it up.
Yeah.
We boarded it up to get rid of the squatters, because she was having trouble getting the people out.
Okay. Are there any other remarks?
To lift the unfit, no inspection is needed, correct, since it was just for water?
I would probably do an inspection after we're onboarding it.
Any other comments? Okay, so motion was made by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Haskell, to hold this in abeyance until May 19th, 2025. Okay. No more comments? Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt?
Yes.
Mr. Abant?
Yes.
All right. The yeas have it. It will be held in abeyance until next month. If you are able to gain possession and turn the water on, that you'll move the old business and you won't be required to attend.
Yeah, as soon as I can, I'll just get in place. As soon as I can, I'll get the water.
I mean, you're going to need that to put the house on the market anyway.
Oh,
Hearing C is Mr. Jerry Krosky. Address location is 1313 Grand Boulevard. It is a commercial property. He has owned it since 1999. His home address is 628 Robinson Avenue. The utilities have been inactive since 2019. He is appealing the tax assessment that was placed on the commercial property located at the 1313 Grand Boulevard. Mr. Krosky, would you please step to the microphone and explain your appeal in detail?
Hi.
I
just want to check what the procedures that were put in place to notify me. I got a letter from the lodger, and I wanted to get the work order and stuff on that. She sent me a letter, and the bottom of the letter, do you have copies of what I gave the girl?
I think so. Did you say it's a letter?
I got copies I gave all my pictures. After you guys tried to mow it. This letter from the law director, at the bottom, last two sentences, that you have to notify me, the property owner, before you can do anything up there at the shop. And I never got a certified letter or anything. All I got was this sticker put on my door, a complete blank sticker. I could pass it around. And that's where I got off my door at the shop. And I'm retired, so I don't go there. And I just got out of the hospital. I was in the hospital for 2 months, so people helped me out. I think they did more damage to the property than helping me out, if you look at the pictures. I had my insurance guy take pictures of it. That's after they mowed it. I've got a witness here that can talk to you about that. But this is, I called the building director for the building department, and they said the rain must have washed this off. I could pass it around, and you could tell it's never been grown up before.
Who did you talk to? You didn't talk to me?
Matt.
Okay.
So
he was probably the inspector for the...
You don't work no more here?
Pardon?
Does he still work here?
Yeah.
Well, he'll know what's going on. He said the rain must have washed it off. Everybody I show this to, that's why I want you to look at it. There's no writing that was done on this paper. That's the only notice I had. 5 days to get that property vote.
I do have the original one. Because these are carbon copy. Matt gave me this today.
I've got the original that came off the door itself right here.
Is there anybody else that you brought to speak on behalf of this case?
Rose.
I'd say, Rose, you may, yeah, either microphone that one or the other one. Both will work.
I seen him come and mow that day. They're like maybe 15 minutes tops, and it's just like it was just mowed down. It wasn't even cut.
She lives across.
Yeah, the diagonal from his shop.
Oh, okay. Anyone else that has came to speak on behalf of it?
Eddie Lawson was supposed to come and give me a good word. He was helping me out at my house when I was down last year. He's having trouble right now with his wife.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close the public portion, but remain with the microphone, please, and I will entertain any questions, comments from the board at this time. Yes, Mr. Sykes.
So, I see that something's posted publicly stating that basically it's grass time, right? And that's a public notice to residents, correct?
Yes, sir.
And if I'm not mistaken, the law director has deemed posting at the property is an acceptable notification, correct?
That is my understanding.
Okay. So how many? So when is this ticket? When did you get the ticket?
Last May. If you want to look at this, I got this for her.
So my question being. Hold on one second. My question being, how many times did you mow your grass at home?
When? Me? sticker on there, and set my insurance. But this letter from her, the last two sentences say that she has to notify me of the records of the owner of the property.
So that, I guess that brings a fourth question too. Did you receive certified mail about this?
No, I didn't get nothing.
States that after your notice, they have you have to cut your grass and weeds within 5 days of that notice. So that sticker being placed at the property, the certified letter though is another issue. I think we dealt with that on a past one where I mean he's due diligence before you can assess something.
Well, it's not a certified. There's nowhere in the ordinance does it require a certified letter.
Absolutely does.
No, it may require an invoice, is what we discussed in the past.
Okay, an invoice.
Not a certified letter. There's no... The first notice is in the paper. So the first notice, and that is a legal notice that is placed in the paper stating that you must mow your grass from April through the first frost at the end of the year. The second notice that you get is placed at the property, which was the sticker that was placed on the window. A picture is taken the day of, showing the address with all of the information filled out, which Kelly has the carbon copy. All of that information was on that ticket. Now, if it sits in the sun, it's sun faded, it does rain, you don't get to it for months, it will fade. So the pictures are taken as photographic proof. That is all in our computer system. So yes, Dave, if anything, the invoice is the lacking part.
So I take back the certified mail aspect of it. It says the city shall mail a copy of such invoice to the owner at the tax mailing address maintained by the Summit County Fiscal Office for the property.
I never received anything. Every time you guys send me something, it always comes like I sign for it and pick it up at the post office.
So Dave too. So this is something that since the prior hearing that put this into basically past precedence.
Mm-hmm.
What we didn't discuss was the fact that we still posted, followed all the process and mowed. Mm-hmm. The only cost above and beyond what would have been on the invoice is the 10% that the county charges to put it on the taxes. The property owner is still, in my opinion, should still be liable for the city crew to complete the work, minus the increase or the fee that is placed on it from Summit County.
So is there a way to uncertify the taxes and send them an invoice?
I don't know that and the answer to that question. I know that there is a way to reimburse for the fee from the assessment on the taxes. I can, I mean, not speaking for our finance director, but I'm confident that it's possible to refund.
Because I agree that he was in violation of the grass ordinance, and I agree that you guys mowed it the way, the process, the way it's laid out. I agree with all that. I don't agree that it was assessed to his taxes without the invoice, him receiving the invoice. So if there's a way, if you could tell me if there's a way to split that, I agree that, I mean, he should pay the grass, the grass mowing fee for violation, or however you want to say it. But
I can't see them charge $1,400 to do that to my property.
That was all set forth by city council.
That is set forth in an ordinance. Any other comments from the board? Questions?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sykes.
Exactly. What is the appeal? What was the appeal for? If we are splitting hairs here.
So, I mean, he X the violation cited. So the violation cited would have been, you know, the tall grass. Tall grass was the violation that was cited.
The basis is that the property owner is responsible for mowing or keeping grass low. They don't do it, then the city steps in. That's the basic steps.
Yes.
And then anything that.
So the high grass was observed 5/5 of 2025. And the ordinance, you know, states, you know, once it's tagged and ticketed, they have five days to mow the grass, or the city will. The city did not mow that until 6/10/2025. So, I mean, that is not because we're not doing anything. It's because that's how many yards that our crews mow, that it took them, you know, a month and 5 days to actually get to that. So it wasn't that he was only given 5 days. He was given a month and 5 days to complete the mowing.
May I ask a question?
Yes, Ms. Beck.
So, Mr. Sykes, I think you are maybe on the same question that I am. Are we, or I'm not, I don't vote, but are you considering taking this from the assessment, but he still owes the money? Like, that's what you're asking,
right? I'm in complete agreement that he was in violation. The grass is mowed, and it was followed per ordinance up until the end when it was assessed. And my sheet says he's appealing the tax assessments, so I can...
Well, I mean, if you look at, so... It's a summary of what he fills out.
Because services were rendered, right? I mean, you mowed the grass and everything was filed at that point. But I do not agree with the assessment on his taxes, though. Is the problem. I don't know if there's a way to separate that. I don't know that.
I know that we can issue a refund. If he's paid his taxes, the first half is all that has been paid. I believe we can cancel the second half payment. And then we would, I mean, we at that time would be able to, like I said, we would refund whatever was paid at this point, and then we could invoice for services rendered, and then at that point in time, if that invoice goes unpaid, it'll be assessed then with this year's taxes. I mean, I'm confident that I can make that happen. I guess the other question I have with this property is, this property was here at a prior hearing appealing the vacant property registration. Has this property been registered as vacant?
I haven't done anything. My lawyer told me just to let it ride so I can take care of all this.
So it has also, so we denied his appeal to register it as a vacant property, and it still has gone unregistered as a vacant commercial property.
Well, I'm retired, and it's my building, and I go over there and do stuff, you know. I'm not working for money. I'm going over there to take care of stuff that I do.
What's your grass look like right now?
That looks perfect. I got pictures from last fall, you can tell by the trees.
I don't care about last fall, that's last fall.
Well, that was after you guys mowed it. I had to clean all that up. And I agree, if I would have been, knowing that I had to go mow it, it would have got mowed.
Everyone knows they have to mow the grass, sir.
Well, I didn't ask for it.
Are there any other questions, comments?
I'm just an owner-operator, and I don't have employees or nothing. My kids stay out of it, so I didn't even know about it, to tell you the truth. I had said this for 2 months, and I wasn't in that great condition to do it. I had neighbors helping me out.
I was saying, sir, it sounds like you have a neighbor right across the road that looks at it, and she could have called you and said, hey, your grass is getting pretty tall.
So. If he was in the hospital, I guess. Because I wondered why he wasn't mowing the grass, because he always did. And then it wasn't getting mowed.
Are there any other questions, comments from the board? Yes, Mrs. Beck.
You understand, though, that you're still going to be billed. You'll get an invoice either way, right? Is that correct? What we're talking about?
I mean, that was the discussion that we had.
I have a question. So, you go back to your building and you see that thing posted on your window, and you do nothing about it? You don't call and ask what that's for, why that's on your window?
I don't know. I thought it was a neighbor playing games instead of I've had that done before. People put stuff on my door. But when you got a warning ticket that's completely black, you can tell it's happening.
I mean, just from the picture that I saw that you took, I can see there was writing etched on it. Like, I can see that from the picture.
I didn't get word of it until my tow truck driver seen it, told me to go over and see what was going on. After I got out of the hospital, he took a picture. So that's the first time I heard it.
And you did nothing?
No, I went over and went over my insurance agent, went over and took pictures. Then I took care of it. I had a neighbor help me out. We got it fixed up.
I mean, as far as like utilities for the building department.
It's just
but you've got that sticker that says there's a problem, and you didn't call the city to say what's the problem?
I got a sticker saying it's grass. That's all I got a sticker for, was grass.
Okay.
I didn't get a sticker for water or electric. I was in here in the middle of winter. Getting the water turned on. You guys denied it.
Well, maybe utilities was the wrong thing to say. Like, essentially, you saw a sticker from the city that said you needed to mow, and you did nothing with that sticker.
I mowed the grass, took care of it.
No. Like, as far as talking to the city, like asking for clarification of what this means to you?
I just went over and took care of it. I think I might have called or came down here and talked to somebody. I don't keep track of stuff.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments from the board? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion at this time. Yes, Mr. Haskell.
I would like a motion to grant the appeal.
And so a motion was made by Mr. Haskell to grant the appeal. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Avant. So motion was made to grant the appeal by Mr. Haskell, second by Mr. Avant. Are there any final remarks? Hearing none, clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Avant?
No.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Mr. Haskell?
No.
Mr. Sykes?
No.
Mr. Krosky, your appeal has been denied. fourth and final hearing. The fourth and final hearing is Mr. David and Jody Carlson. Location is 551 East Robinson Avenue, Barberton, Ohio. They've owned the house since 2023. All the utilities are on the current. They are appealing a violation of 1053-5 dog kennel. And they received a letter from the planning department dated 3/17/2026 for the violation of the Barberton Development Code 1053-3, so I'm not, which one is the correct? Because I have two different type of appeal, 1053-5 and 1053-3. Barber Development Code 1053-3, Domestic Animals, and 1053-5 count. So there's two appeals?
It would be, no, the Domestic Animal section was identifying that what a domestic animal is, and that would be a dog, and then having more than three is the kennel. So they have the domestic animals, which is permitted, okay. They just have two.
So it's violation of the Barber Development Code 1053-3, domestic animals, and 1053-5, kennel. Mr. and Mrs. Carlson, if you would like to, actually, Mr. Carlson, you're the only one sworn in, if you would like to step up to the microphone and explain your appeal in detail.
Yes, my appeal is granted directly about the dogs. I had written a letter. I don't know if it was passed out, passed around. So if it was passed around, I don't feel I need to go through an agent now, restating what the letter is. I will state that I did obtain documentation for each one of the animals to their associated owner in the house as being required as emotional support animals, which was documentation for. Also on this, the letter that I received also states that I was in possession of non-domestic animals, which is not true. I've never had any non-domestic animals here at the property in any way, shape, or form.
Somebody said something about it's usually in reference to chickens. We don't have chickens.
All right, is there anybody else that was sworn in that would like to speak on behalf of this?
Sorry.
Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Please remain there so if the board has questions. And at this time, I will entertain any questions from the board.
What are the letters you have, then?
I have EHS letters documenting... ESA letters documenting that each animal is medically necessary as an emotional support animal and registering the animals as emotional support support animals.
And those are provided by a health professional then?
Yes.
Is there a reason why those weren't given at the time of application?
When I purchased the house originally, I made an inquiry and I was looking from Packard and all four animals at the time.
No, I just meant when you made your application.
When I made the application, the reason was I had never officially went after letters like this because I didn't feel it was necessary.
Okay.
After receiving this and receiving some counsel, it became obviously necessary that I get these letters for these animals because they are primarily used to support emotional support for my home. It's welfare for my son, my father, who has had his dog for many years. He's actually going to be going, like in the letter says, to have cataract surgery and has a strong chance of losing his vision at that point in time. My wife has also been diagnosed with PTSD, and the animal helps with that. Myself, my animal, diagnosed clinically with long-term chronic depression, as well as explosive bipolar disorder, been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have to take medication to help control my moods and everything, and even to be able to get to sleep at night to get calmed out. The animal that, my animal, she cuddles with me, helps keep me calm, relieves stress from the day, gives me the ability to actually relax enough to actually go to sleep at night, and actually to get a good night's sleep. The problem I have, I get so nervous and everything that I can't, I literally can't sleep.
Ms. Clark, do we, is there, and I don't know if this is a loaded question or not, but is there provisions in our development code for emotional support animals?
There is not, but there's a legality of it. I don't know.
There is a legality.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. And I think there's not many provisions you could, that call that say someone has to get rid of them unless they're, I'm seeing lack of documentation, safety threats, things of that nature. I'm no attorney by
any
means, but.
Well, that's what I mean. I was reading on, you know.
I do have these letters here.
Do you mind if I look at them?
No, I printed enough for each member. I have extra copies. I would also like to make the statement that this was all brought up to you because of a neighbor dispute. I have a neighbor who has a very strong dispute with me. He goes after me about everything if his lawn runs up against my driveway. In the winter, when the snow's packed, if my tire goes over and packed because I can't see, I'm getting around my air conditioner, goes in his driveway, he calls the police on me. I put markers up so I can see the edge of the driveway. He calls the police on me. This whole case came directly from this whole dispute because, I mean, it went as far as you did issue me at the end of winter about cleaning up debris about my house. I cleaned up the debris about my house. I put the trash out to be picked up for standard pickup. He immediately took me into the Summit County Health Department for having trash in front of my house. All I did was put it out for trash pickup. So I'm in front of the council here basically because of the neighbor's dispute. I do understand that there was a violation here. I'm presenting these letters that, you know, I'm taking forth of why I have them. They're each animal belongs to a sole person in my household. I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to rent a kennel for profit, trying to shelter animals, trying to do any of that as what a traditional kennel is. There are our beloved family members, and they help support us as well as we support them.
Mr. Carlson, quick question. Is it your yard fenced in, or how do you?
Yes, I have a completely fenced in backyard.
Okay.
I have a gate leading to a gate that I have locked and I keep track of. Right in front of my driveway, we're going in. My porch is blocked off, and I put a gate on my porch on my back deck that goes into my yard so the dogs can't get out. I do have a gate that's behind the garage so I can access behind my garage. That gate, I keep it locked and checked to make sure that I keep the animals contained. I do not want them to harass anyone. I try to follow all the ordinance, the noise ordinance. I let them out at night. If they start barking, I make sure I get them in. I don't let, I haven't had any complaints about the dogs barking for, I know it's 10 minutes of constant noise. I make sure that doesn't happen. I sit out with them. I take care of them. It's just a matter of my neighbor has found a new way to come at me because he just doesn't like me. The person who turns you into the health department for putting your trash out, really? I understand that I had debris, I had debris from the winter that I had to pick up around the house. And I corrected that action. And then immediately following that action, he turned me into the health department, and then this came up.
Mr. Street, if I may make a comment.
Yes, Mrs. Carr.
received these notes from doctors or, you know, medical staff saying that these were support animals, we would have stopped the case in the planning department. We would have abated it. So it wouldn't have had to come this far, but this is where we are. So just wanted to provide that information.
Todd? Yes, Mr. Raven.
So I'm asking, so how many dogs are we talking about?
I have four. One belongs to my father, which is the largest of them. One belongs to myself. My son has brought his dog and he moved in with me. And then my wife has a dog that she has, an abused dog that she has rehabilitated. That animal has been seen by a vet. And
okay, I just want, yeah. They're all family owned dogs.
They're all family owned. They belong to the individuals. They're attached to the individuals.
And you don't, when it talks about kennels, you don't bring other dogs in?
No, we do not.
For any reason, you don't breed?
No, I do not breed. Okay. I do not breed. I do not store. I do not handle any dogs for any other people. It's just, you know, it's just her family.
I see. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? This time, I will entertain a motion. Mr. Sykes?
Make a motion to grant the appeal to, as long as all the dogs are they're papered and certified by medical professionals here.
Okay, so a motion was made to grant the appeal by Mr. Sykes. Do I have a second?
A second.
So, motion was made by Mr. Sykes to grant the appeal pertaining to the dogs that are all licensed emotional support animals, seconded by Mr. Smith. Are there any final remarks? Okay, clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Avant?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
The yeas have it. Your appeal has been granted. Or other business. Yes, Mr. Sykes.
This may be my last meeting, as I informed you.
Yeah.
So I'll probably offer a letter of resignation.
Okay.
To the board. It's a work conflict that I have with the city, so my employer may be doing contractual work with the city. I guess I don't know how to put that.
Yeah.
So,
it's got no conflicts with the city.
all right. Yeah. This may be our last meeting with Dave. If that does happen, we will work to fill his seat. If you have any anybody that you know that would maybe be interested in filling that seat too, let us know because we'll reach out to him and try to fill that seat. So we do have a meeting next month. Called a couple in advance today, so we'll see. Hopefully, Ms. Sumrick has something's assigned, and at least we get some representation from that address. Is there anything else from the board? Yes, Mr. Haskell.
Motion to adjourn.
So, motion to adjourn is made by Mr. Haskell.
Who said the second?
Second by Mr. Sykes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. and we are adjourned at 6:32.